Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm day across the region. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem sees mild temperatures. In Haifa, it's sunny, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Saudi Arabia reportedly launched covert strikes on Iran during the ongoing conflict, marking Riyadh's first known military action on Iranian soil. That's according to JNS. Also earlier today, the IDF reported that Hezbollah fired several rockets and a drone at troops in southern Lebanon. No injuries were reported. This comes as Iran executed a man accused of spying for Israel. The Times of Israel provides more on this development. Also this hour, a new Israeli report sheds light on systematic sexual violence during the Hamas-led attacks on October 7. It aims to shift the debate from denial to accountability. Forward brings us this story from earlier today. Separately, former President Trump plans to meet China's Xi Jinping. He aims to secure trade deals, address Taiwan tensions, and seek support for a nuclear arms pact. This news comes from Ynet. And finally, Prime Minister Netanyahu told 60 Minutes that the fight with Hezbollah should be seen as separate from the Iran war. He mentioned that President Trump understands his position. This report was shared by JTA. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that the Israeli army has issued an evacuation order for residents of 6 towns and villages in southern Lebanon ahead of expected strikes. Oren Barsky asked a reflective question, "Were you there just 20 minutes ago?" And from i24news_en, red alert sirens were activated in northern Israel. This update came in earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Saudi Arabia's covert strikes on Iran. JNS reports this is a significant escalation in the region. Relations between Saudi Arabia and Iran have been tense, but this action marks a direct confrontation. It raises concerns over a broader conflict impacting civilian safety and regional stability. Turning to the IDF's report on Hezbollah's recent aggression, the Times of Israel notes that tensions continue to rise along the Israel-Lebanon border. The attacks follow Iran's execution of a man it accused of spying for Israel, which has been criticized by rights groups as a fabricated case. These events could further complicate diplomatic efforts in the region. Meanwhile, a new report from Forward highlights the disturbing accounts of sexual violence during the October 7 attacks. This report aims to hold perpetrators accountable and push for justice for the victims. The document could influence international perspectives on the conflict, urging stronger humanitarian interventions. On the diplomatic front, Trump's meeting with Xi Jinping, reported by Ynet, could have significant implications for global trade and military tensions. Trump's goals include opening Chinese markets to U.S. firms and securing a three-way nuclear arms pact. The outcome may affect geopolitical alliances and economic relations. Lastly, Netanyahu's remarks on 60 Minutes about Hezbollah in Iran, shared by JTA, underline Israel's strategy to separate these conflicts. His statement could impact international support and military strategies as Israel navigates multiple threats. Turning to business and markets. First, UNET Business reports that the Meatman brothers are opening a fine dining steakhouse atop Tel Aviv's Azrieli Tower. This new venture, Renard, involves a significant investment and offers panoramic views alongside premium dining. Separately, CTEC highlights concerns over the strong shekel's impact on Israel's defense exports. The currency's strength is eroding profits, challenging the competitiveness of Israeli firms against European and U.S. markets. And finally, Walla Business reveals an unprecedented move by the competition authority. For the first time in 25 years, the five largest banks in Israel have been declared a concentration group. This could lead to significant regulatory changes in the banking sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.